Located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.34 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Pine Road. The 911 address is 22928 Pine Road. The tax parcel is District 234, map 12.18, parcel 41.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, a copy of the deed for the property, a copy of the applicant's survey, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. I would note we've received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, come on up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
Daniel Roach. I live at 229 Piney Drive, and my husband and I just started a business about a year ago called Crafty Couple, and we buy empty barrels, wine barrels and bourbon barrels, and we sell them as they are, or sometimes people have custom orders and we make them into furniture or we engrave on them and other kind of items like that.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to pull that microphone down toward you. There you go. There you go. Great. Thank you. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Okay.
And we'll start with Mr. Mears.
With this barrel business, do you have trucks coming and going? Is there a lot of traffic?
Not often. So my husband has a connection with Dogfish Head Brewery. So when they are done with their barrels, he will go pick them up with his trailer. And there's also a couple other small businesses like the Painted Stave in Smyrna. He'll get their barrels. He will also drive to Pennsylvania and other states and pick them up himself. If he can't get that, then there are some times where there will be trucks that come in and drop them off.
Okay, perfect. Is it just the two of you?
Correct.
Okay. No, you don't think you'll have any future employees?
Not at this time. It's still small.
Okay. Any hazardous chemicals? Paint stains?
Sometimes stains. If somebody has a custom order and they want it, you know, if we have to sand it down and they want a certain, like, darker stain.
Stored inside?
Correct.
Okay. Hours of operation?
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Whenever?
That's his full-time.
Just the two of you?
Correct, yep.
Okay. I don't have any more questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I just have one regarding the outside storage. I'm assuming it would be the barrels.
Correct.
So, mm-hmm. Do you have an area that you would be fencing in, or how would that?
So right now we have in our driveway, the right side is a little bit fenced in. The front is not. So you can kind of see a little bit of the driveway. That's where they're stored right now, is mainly the driveway and inside the garage.
Just mostly inside the garage and just a few on the outside is what?
Not a few. There's 50. 30, 50, sometimes more, depending on the load.
Okay, that's the only question I have. Thank you.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
So the barrels, then you'll keep them, that's what you're storing outside?
Yep.
And any work that you do on them, you do inside? If there any noise or anything like that happens on the inside?
Right, the garage.
I'm asking, not mm-hmm. telling. And... just so that it doesn't become Barrel City, that, you know, people riding by see barrels in your front yard, in your backyard, your side yard, everywhere. That's,
yeah,
just keep it neat.
Yeah, right. It's just that little.
That's your plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I wanted to know about. Yep, go ahead.
Any more questions?
Come on, you want to know about Barrel City?
Nothing. Okay.
None for me, thank you.
Okay.
So talk a little bit about the neighboring property, the surrounding neighborhood, that sort of thing, just so we have that in the record.
So we have neighbors on either side of us, and three across from us.
Okay. And are you in a subdivision? I mean, is there any restrictive covenant or anything that would prevent any kind of business from operating there that you know about?
No.
Okay. What development is it that it's in?
So I think it used to be called Angola Neck Park.
Yeah. Okay.
There wasn't a sign when we initially moved in. Just recently, there's like a little sign out front.
Okay. Right, that's all. What kind of barrel? Are they wooden barrels or are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because barrels means different things to different people. So, all right.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman. Thanks.
Okay. And in this subdivision, is there an HOA?
No.
Or a homeowners association? Nope. None that you're aware of?
Nope, there's not.
So nobody's collecting dues? There's no common ownership of any, just lots? Who maintains the road in front of your house? Is that a state road? State-maintained road?
When it snows,
who clears your
road? Nobody does.
Okay.
I actually think I remember that from, because you all are on county sewer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, from when the county went in there, I think, yeah, they're not state, and there's not really an HOA, as I recall, that owns them.
It's like a gravel, it's not paved.
I think everybody just sort of maintains it on their own kind of thing.
It's like deer wood.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah. Some of those, actually, it doesn't look like it here with the tax map, but some of the people own to the center of the road. You know, it's one of those deals, but that doesn't look like the case here.
Okay. All right, then. I don't have any further questions, so we'll ask you to take a seat nearby.
And thank you.
We'll see if there's anyone that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2287, Danielle Roach? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2287? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2287, Danielle Roach?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
All right, anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.